In the beginning, there was a promise. Testing changes were on the horizon.
We can not spend time testing when we should be teaching. And when you're teaching, you're learning.
That's Republican Senator David Simmons of Maitland. His words were quickly followed up by Republican Senator Ana Terry Flores, who promised fewer, better tests. But her Senate Bill 926 was instantly slammed.
That bill has great talking points, but if you read it, it does nothing.
That's fellow Republican Senator Tom Lee at a press conference last month. He was touting a bill by Democratic Senator Bill Monford that eliminated all end-of-course exams and restored the paper and pencil testing option to most public school kids. Monford heads the Florida Association of District School Superintendents, and his bill was the favorite among public school advocates, educators, and even his fellow lawmakers. But it was always a long shot in the House. And in the end, Senate leaders decided to go with Flores's bill. Senate Bill 926 grew to add in Monford's testing language and additional requirements for another favorited plan, mandatory recess. Yet both were seen as steps too far in the House. In that chamber, lawmakers began work on yet another proposal, House Bill 549 by Republican Representative Randy Fine, which received some extra amendments by Representative Manny Diaz.
The majority of the amendment comes from House Bill 773, which I believe you have already seen and voted on once, which is my the bill I filed on assessments. And the extra that's on here is the removing of the Algebra 2 end-of-course assessment.
Diaz had his own bill, House Bill 7073, and that made three different testing-related proposals. Fast forward to now. Flores's main testing and recess bill has been postponed twice in the Senate. Diaz's bill died a little while ago. Now there's only one measure left standing, that of Representative Fine, and that's the one the Senate took up Thursday with a substantial amendment.
First, the bill modifies a statewide assessment program. It eliminates certain tests. We know this has been a major issue for us over the last several years. It eliminates the Algebra 2 end-of-course exam.
Flores is reading from a massive strike-all amendment covering everything from pushing back when tests are administered to allowing students to wear sunscreen. One of the strongest endorsers of the measure is Democratic Senator Bill Monford. Most elements of his original proposal have made it into the final product. It's not what Monford says he wanted, but...
Is this bill what I wanted? No. I wanted more, but I'm also wise enough. I can count. And I know that at least this is a good beginning.
For Flores, the best part of the bill is a plan to mandate recess in elementary schools.
For all those recess moms, dads, grandparents, parents, and children who are watching, we're not quite there, but we are so close to the end of this game to be able to be in our favor. We're at the, I say we're like at the 2-yard line. We're really close.
Now it's the House's turn to take the bill into the end zone. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.